Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to have a conversation with Pastor Bob Ron about myths regarding evangelism. First, get his reaction to Chris Lahm, something we were just talking about during Audio Open Lines. And then in the second hour, Colleen Carol Campbell will join us. She's a columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, author of the book The New Faithful. We'll talk to her about some feminist criticism of the pregnancy of a married professional women's basketball player. This young girl, 22 years old, has decided she's married, not only married, but wants to have a child, is going to have a baby and put basketball on hold. And the feminists think she's being irresponsible. She's too young, some of them say. Greg Kokel will join us after that, part two of a five-part daily series with him on discussing your Christian convictions. We'll all play Columbo for a while in the last 40 minutes of Issues, etc. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Issues, etc., book of the month for February, leads us to Lent and to the contemplation of Christ's suffering, straight to Holy Week and to Christ's resurrection. It's called He Was Crucified. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. This would make a great Easter gift, by the way. I know you think crucified, resurrected, isn't Easter about the resurrection? Think again. It's about Christ and Him crucified, raised from the dead. The death atones for our sins. The resurrection shows it to be so. A great Easter gift. He was crucified. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find the cover of the book right on our homepage, or call Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the Issues Etc. book of the month for February, He Was Crucified. Pastor Bob Ron is founder and ambassador for the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, based in Macomb, Michigan. Pastor Ron, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you very much. Greetings from the winter wonderland of Michigan. We're glad to be with you.
The Lutheran Heritage Foundation does a lot of great missionary work around the world, even in Muslim-dominated countries and areas. What do you make of the idea that we were talking about before the break, Chrislam?
Well, it seems like it's would be a very interesting type of religion for the kind of climate and political nature that we're living in today, where everything is emphasized on the matter of tolerance. This would be perfect for a tolerant society, where everything kind of gets watered down, and why can't we just get along, is the kind of philosophy that is behind it, I would say. So if you're not interested in biblical truths and biblical doctrine, I guess it's a great religion.
The recently sainted Bishop Andrew Alisa of the Lutheran Church of Sudan, of mutual acquaintance, what do you think he would have made of something like the combination of Christianity and Islam in Chrislam?
Well, with his commitment to Christ and his concern about biblical teaching, I'm quite sure that this would have been an abomination in his view.
What is the biggest myth entertained about Christian evangelism?
Well, I think the biggest myth would be that it's not necessary because everybody is on the same road and we're all going to get there one way or the other. And why should we exert our religious thought or religious view on someone else. Again, going back to my comment about tolerance, we should be tolerant of everyone's views, and that kind of knocks out what scriptures say about Jesus himself, who he was and what he did. And I was interested in your advertising of the He Was Crucified volume. I think this is heart and soul of what we're talking about here, whether it's new religions coming into the world and calling for tolerance. It all stems back to was he crucified, and why was he crucified? And it goes back to the whole matter of sin in the world and whether people would recognize that there is such a thing.
What in particular is wrong about this idea that, you know, evangelism may have been a quaint thing of the past, but now we understand all roads lead to God, and it's really unnecessary. If we leave people better off left alone, they'll all find their way. What's wrong with that myth, in particular in light of Scripture?
Well, I think there are certain teachings of the Scripture where Jesus makes it clear that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It seems to be a pretty clear indication that there aren't many ways. There's one way.
Is talking about evangelism, is that the same thing as evangelism?
No, I would say not. We can spend a lot of time in classes and so forth, learning methods and methodology, but if we don't get out and speak the word to people, we haven't really encountered evangelism.
Talk about your frustration. I think it's one of my frustrations, too, that you can walk into a Christian church where they bill themselves as preaching Christ to him crucified. And you will hear them talk about sharing the good news with your neighbor. Go out and share the good news wherever you find your neighbor. Why aren't you sharing the good news more? The preacher never shares the good news himself in the course of that sermon.
It happens too frequently, and we have forgotten really what the gospel is, and we have forgotten what the value of that gospel is. And perhaps it stems somewhat from the fact that we have elevated ourselves, and maybe we are beginning to think that we can make it on our own. After all, haven't we lived in the good old USA where things have been bright and beautiful for many years? But maybe now there'll be new questions coming.
Is evangelism the purview of missionaries?
Well, I wonder sometimes whether our mission approach is more social gospel, social ministry, than it is the proclamation of the word and being involved in word and sacrament ministry. So I think we have to keep that in focus.
I don't know if you know about this, but and perhaps you do. There's a trend. It started with evangelicals, and it's spread even into our own circles. So-called tourist or tourism mission work. What is this?
Well, I think this is a very popular thing where groups organize to go to some place to do some work. Really, usually social ministry type thing, building houses or fixing up homes or distributing clothing and so forth. And it's missions because maybe attached with it, they, when the opportunity presents itself, share the word. But in the hardcore sense of doing mission work, I don't think it's classified as that, in, as we've understood it anyway.
What are some other common myths about evangelism, Pastor Ron?
I think the greatest one is the one that we've already touched on, that we should not be bothering people, that everyone has their own way, and they have their own way of looking at things, and that should be accepted because of our tolerant attitude. And I think this is the primary myth and problem that we face.
Is evangelism about making the sale? I remember, what was it, Evangelism Explosion?
Kennedy.
Yeah, the Kennedy Method that was so popular across American churches, where one of the analogies was, you're the Fuller Brush Salesman. And the Fuller Brush Salesman, once he gets on your front doorstep and gets his foot in the door, he doesn't leave until he closes the sale and gets a commitment one way or the other. Is that what evangelism is about?
I don't know if that's going to work anymore. I mean, I don't know if it did work. I think it's more like friend raising than it is evangelism. I have a booklet that we produced trying to help people share the faith with their Muslim friends, some guidelines, some ways that it could be done, along with a tract that we try to reach out to our Muslim friends.
And, let's talk more about that on the other side of the break. We're talking with Pastor Bob Ron, founder of and ambassador for the Lutheran Heritage Foundation based in Macomb, Michigan, about myths regarding evangelism. I'm Todd Wilkin. You're listening to Issues Etc. Stay tuned. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
The message is the mission. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Donald Nemec, Ricardo Patron, Kathy Patron, Mika Patron, James Kavaner, Yi Lin Lee, Terry Zink, Pastor Ronald Simmons, Pastor Bob Weiss, and Pastor Jeffrey Leekman. Thanks for your support.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Folks, what kind of questions or comments do you have about evangelism and mission work? We're talking with Pastor Bob Ron, Myths About Evangelism, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. or email us right here in the studio. It's Tuesday, it's the 17th of February. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Ron, before the break, you were talking about a resource that you guys have produced to help people have a kind of dialogue with, especially in a Muslim context, that leads to and in some ways leads directly to evangelism proper.
Right. It's actually was something that was born out of our work in Sudan, trying to find a handle to use to help people understand what the Islam faith, Muslim faith, is all about, and how one would approach such a person, and what kind of a method might work anyway. There are some challenges that are inherent in working with evangelism in the Muslim communities and so forth. So we felt it was a good thing to maybe produce something like this. Reverend Dr. Bernie Lutz, who was a missionary for some time in Lebanon and had some success there, is one of the authors, along with Hisham Shihab, who is a convert from Islam. And the two of them kind of worked on this booklet, and it was designed for Bible classes and groups to study about Islam and approaches that might be made. So it's guidelines for sharing the faith with your Muslim friend, and it's available from our organization, and might be of interest to some groups.
So what specific challenges do Christian missionaries face in Muslim countries?
Well, I think the fact that the Muslim religion is somewhat hostile against Christianity and views believers as infidels. And so the threat is always there for individuals converting to Christianity, for instance, the threat of persecution. And we have seen this time and time again in Sudan, and even more so now in Somalia, where we're working. And we know individuals by name who have been confirmed as Lutherans, who have been shot and killed in Somalia. We have a gentleman right now that's in the Netherlands who had to leave Somalia because he confessed Christ and was working with us in producing Lutheran books and materials in the Somali language, and is now kind of hiding out in the Netherlands. And soon to hopefully enter the track of becoming a Lutheran pastor. So it's always a threat of hostilities against someone who converts from the Muslim religion.
How big is Pentecostalism, revivalism in third world countries?
It's a very significant group that's especially involved in Africa, and part of the problem with the group is that it's a type of ministry which holds out wealth and happiness and so forth if only you embrace their religion. So it's a real challenge that is faced in countries like Africa.
What do you think the biggest challenges facing Christian missionaries in the 21st century are?
Well, I think I'm going back again to where we started. It's a general attitude that's becoming more and more prevalent in our society is the big T word, tolerance, which is insisted upon by our government, Religion becomes attuned to the government rather than to the Word of God itself. And the more the government interferes and attempts to call for their tolerance, it's the Christians who are asked to give up what they believe, teach, and confess. If you don't stand for anything, I guess it doesn't make that much difference. But if you have a commitment to the truth and to your scriptures and doctrines that you believe are therein taught, and want to hold to them, I think we're headed for some problems.
I imagine that when many Christians think evangelism, they think primarily in terms of formal, large-scale programs, things that are launched out of the headquarters of their denomination, things that are thought up by expert think tanks on how to do this, flashy material, pamphlets, all sorts of program materials. Where is that thinking wrong, if it is?
Well, I think it's erroneous, because we've seen the results of it. If you go into a church and you were to take a survey and find out from individuals who have come into the church other than through confirmation as a youngster, and ask them, well, how did you come to the church and how did you get to be a member of the church, you are more apt to say, well, it's not because some formal evangelism committee group came to the door, but it was because a neighbor invited them, or they were influenced by the school, maybe, if there was a parochial school. And so it's more of a friend bringing a friend. And I think we've in the past maybe relied too heavily on the formal programs and have thereby given the false impression in the church, well, that evangelism, that's for that group there. So somehow we have to inculcate again the fact that it's a one-on-one neighbor, friend-to-friend type of approach, and to me, that's the mission, and that's evangelism.
With only about a minute here, tell us a little bit about the Lutheran Heritage Foundation.
The Lutheran Heritage Foundation has been in existence for 16 years. It's probably the best-kept secret in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But it's coming out of its shell, I think. We're working in 80 languages in 90 countries, and our chief work is to translate, publish, distribute, and introduce Lutheran confessional writings so that the church can grow. And we have some 450 titles that we have produced, some 3 million copies of various books and materials. And this is being used by where churches exist, and like in Sudan, where the church never existed, the church came into being. So the Lutheran Heritage Foundation has a niche, I believe, to produce these materials that assist missionaries and get the word out.
Folks, we'll post a link to Lutheran Heritage Foundation under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Lutheran Heritage Foundation. They have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-554-0723, 1-800-554-0723. Pastor Bob Ron is founder and ambassador for Lutheran Heritage Foundation, based in Macomb, Michigan. Bob, thanks for being our guest.
Great to be with you.
When we come back from this break, it's Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. Colleen Carol Campbell will be with us for a few minutes. We'll talk about this young basketball player. She is young, only 22 years old, but she's having a baby. She's married. Take a little break from basketball, and the feminists are criticizing her for it. And then Greg Kokel will join us for part 2 of a 5-part daily series with him on discussing your Christian convictions today, the Columbo tactic. It's about asking questions like, where did you get that idea? How do you know this? Have you ever considered blank? It's very simple, but it's also very powerful. We'll talk about it in about 40 minutes here on Issues Etc. Actually, 20 minutes. Greg Kokel will be with us. Hour two of Issues Etc. straight ahead. There's a movie. It was a play before. It was a movie called Glengarry Glen Ross, and it's about real estate agents. A famous line from this movie, always be closing. These urgent, sweaty, grappling with their ties all day long, trying to make a sale. Contacts, falling behind, not making their quota. This kind of urgency, this kind of desperation. Has the church ever been sweaty and desperate about evangelism? No. The church, it's what the church does. It's about Sunday morning preaching and baptizing the Lord's Supper. It's about each and every Christian having heard the gospel loud and clear on Sunday, carrying the gospel into his vocation to his neighbor. Nothing sweaty or desperate about it. I'm Todd Wilkin. More Issues Etc. after the break.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.